Would you like a crown?
We were going to vote on one anyway today, but maybe we should wait, because it's time to change one.
Is it time to?
Usually we did it last 2 years to July. So anyway, I'll call it to order. First off, have you two guys read the minutes?
We did.
When I say guys, I don't mean.
I'm a guy, yes.
Okay.
I move we accept these minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay. And that's from May, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is up to you, Ted. It's a library.
Okay,
report.
This is going to be probably kind of a quick meeting because, you know, my librarian's report, we didn't have anything major come up in the last month, especially since we have had our last foundation meeting. Nothing major came up. So my librarian's report, and a lot of people have used August to kind of catch up on vacations and things like that because we're so busy during the summer. So my report, you know, unless there's any major questions, I'll just hit some highlights and go from there. Basically, the biggest thing is I spent a lot of August and early parts of September. I'm on a little bit of a hiatus now, but working with the other two libraries, Tillamook County Library and Driftwood Public Library in Lincoln City, on working through vetting a new automation system. And we've gone through an RFP process. We've gone through all the proposals that came back. Six companies were narrowed down to three, and three companies came and were invited to demonstrate their products. And we took staff members up to Tillamook to look over the three products that were being demonstrated, ask a lot of questions, showed us their products. And basically, it came down to one company that was, any of the three companies really could have done it, but one company kind of jumped out ahead of the other ones, and that's Innovative Interfaces. And so that's kind of where we're at right now with that part. And when we get to the other part of the agenda, I'll catch up and give you up a little further update on that. But, you know, and then I met with Jim to tell him about the where the consortium CRSN is right now, because there's three libraries in Lincoln County, Toledo, Sillette, actually four when you count OC, Oregon Coast Community College, and Walport that are not yet on board with this thing. They're I don't know what they're doing, because I just got an email 15 minutes before you guys came in and said they were going to issue work on their RFP months ago, and they still haven't even written their RFP and gotten it out, and that takes they're way behind the curve on this. And the biggest reason they wanted to go out and get an RFP and get another set of numbers from other vendors was that Tillamook County, the way Tillamook County wanted to institute this program was they want to lease the program, or lease the library system, and they want the rest of us to contract from them, which is fine by me. It's going to be easier, it's going to be cheaper, it's going to be cleaner. But what they wanted to do was come on themselves and let their IT people work out all the bugs and get used to the system. Then they wanted to bring Driftwood and Newport on, and then they wanted to follow by bringing the other libraries on. And the other libraries just didn't feel like they wanted to be pushed back in a queue and be brought on one library at a time or two libraries at a time. So they thought they'd go out and look for other systems or the same system and maybe do their own thing. They haven't done anything other than meet and talk. They talked about what they wanted to put in an RFP, but the mail I got 15 minutes ago says that they have not yet issued that RFP, and it takes companies a month to reply. It takes them another month to get down and cut through all the material. This, I've got a box of stuff there. That's, you can't see it, but there's this much. Out of the six RFPs we got, the actual amount of material you have to read is about this thick. I'm hoping, and honestly, this is still just my hope, is that they'll just get frustrated with the process and find out that they're going to save money going the route that we're going and just stay with us. It'd be a whole lot easier for everybody involved and a whole lot cleaner for everybody involved. The biggest problem with it all is that we're going to come on in staggered starts instead of everybody starting to come on at the same time. So
will their cost be less for them?
Absolutely. Less for them, less for everybody.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a question of money. If it was a question of being more expensive, I wouldn't even be in the deal. I'd be looking for some other option too, but it's going to be very much less expensive for everybody, and it's just a question of whether or not they want to sit and wait for their turn to come online.
How many resource networks are out there that you could possibly, smaller libraries could cash into?
They were going to just form their own.
Oh, they were
going to
form
a new
their
one.
Own.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, that's...
That seems like a lot of work.
Obviously, the bigger collections in the market area are going to be here in Driftwood.
Yeah, and we've run all the numbers, and we've run all the numbers, and every one of those three libraries borrows more books from us than we do from them.
Yeah.
And it's just not to their advantage to go it alone.
So what's their objection is they would have to wait?
They just have to,
form by the three big ones.
Mm-hmm. You know, and again, we're not coming up right away either. I mean, we're going to wait for Tillamook to come up and do their thing and get used to it and get it all figured out, and then we're going to come up second. And
there's a lot of advantage to doing that. A lot of businesses run parallel systems.
That's it. That's what we have to do is run a parallel system for a couple of months. Actually, the libraries that will have to run it the ones that come up first would have to run their parallel. If we would all agree to do this, the ones who come up first would have to run their parallel systems longer than the ones who come up last, because the ones who come up last can just cut one off and start in on the new one. But you know, we're still working through it, and I have a meeting with everybody next month where we're going to bring everything together, and at that time we'll have solid numbers on costs. I have really tight numbers now, but they're not completely nailed down. But right now, you know, I'm basically giving you both reports at the same time. Right now, it looks like with the consortium we're in, we're spending between $68,000 and $72,000 a year. First year costs just for this automation system are going to be $36,000, and I'll have a few thousand dollars more if we have to break apart. There's a few things we'll have to do to clean up to break apart. We have to extract our records from the overall group, which will cost us some money, and we have to extract records from another database that we're in, which will cost us some money. But once we get this thing done, second, third, fourth, and fifth year cost, I'm going to be spending half of what I was spending before.
So let me pull something together. The automation system you were talking about initially,
mm-hmm.
that's part of the consortium.
Yes.
That's part of the sharing system. How much does the lack of participation from these other entities, should they choose to stay outside of the mm-hmm. consortium, how will that affect your overall costs here?
What I'm giving you is overall costs right now are if they don't come in.
So
we're going to pay half, or maybe just a little tiny more than half what we're paying right now if they don't come in. If they do come in, it'll be even less than that.
And you were saying a couple months ago, isn't there an upfront cost, because you were asking us as a library foundation to put $30,000 up.
Yep, and that's still, you know, we're still trying to figure out whether or not we're going to need to pay this year.
But you're just talking $36,000 on a year-to-year.
Now, as I didn't understand that as to be upfront costs, I understood that as maybe we didn't have the budgeted monies to cover it, but
right.
I'd be a loan.
Uh-huh.
I've already talked
with Jim about that. I said if the foundation puts the money in this year, what we'll do is next year we'll pay them back we'll pay them back whatever they give us this year, whatever the foundation gives.
That was my
if that were to happen, and let me put it's like this: if we have to end up paying $36,000 this fiscal year, the foundation would pay that. The next fiscal year, the city would, you know, my bill would be $36,000 plus the 36 that we owe the foundation.
So basically, you'd maintain status quo.
So the first year would be status quo, you know,
right.
Because it would be, the city would be paying you guys back and paying for the current year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that, it's we save half the
significantly.
Month.
Yeah.
But even in the first year, you're saving.
Even in the first year, we're saving. Yeah. And if we don't have to, if we can wait until June to pay this, or July to pay this, our share of this entry fee, then we're looking real good, because I won't be borrowing any money from the foundation.
Right, well, July, you're in the city budget at that point.
Yep, we're in the city budget. And Dick, just so you know, what I've told Jim and what I've been telling the people on the library board and staff is that savings I'm hoping the city doesn't get real big eyes and say, "Hell, we've got $36,000 from the library budget that we can now appropriate to the fire department or to the cops or somebody else." Because I've taken so many budget cuts over the last couple of years, I'm hoping to say the library saved themselves $36,000. We're planning on putting that money right back into our collection development.
Self-funding or something.
You know,
I would think that ought to be acceptable. With we're not going up in cost like so many of the entities.
Yeah, it's not an increasing cost.
We're holding our, we've saved this amount of money.
And I'm hoping to put it back in the budget so that I can start buying books. And, you know, we cut our book budget by almost $20,000 this year. And last year we cut it also. So, you know, it'll just be, you know, restoring what we lost.
I would think people understand that. They might be reminded occasionally. You know.
Yep. So, and that's what I'm planning on doing, is just saying, it's really basically going to be a wash, but at least we won't be asking.
Fortunately, we're going to get started on our budget this coming year a little earlier. You know, since we've got David Marshall.
And we'll be doing, this will be the second year since I've been here that we'll actually have the same finance officer for the budget we did last year, so it'll make a whole lot more sense for everyone.
Yeah, consistency.
How many years have you been here now, Ted?
It'll be three in January. It'll be my fourth budget.
The same time you started it.
Yeah, we do.
This will be starting my fourth budget preparation whenever we start the next one. So it'll be 3 years, but my fourth budget. If that makes sense.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like Newport?
Oh, geez. You don't even need to ask. It's way out there.
Where did you come from?
11. Came from Nebraska.
Came from Nebraska.
Don't you hear that? Nebraska. Nice Cornhusker.
Cornhusker. You know what channel he's watching?
We know you had good friends.
You know what? I watched the Washington Nebraska game.
Oh,
how did that game come out?
Oh, Nebraska had scored 51 points.
Okay, I figured that was the first quarter.
They had the first. I was placed. Well, I was down at the airport. They had the game on, and Schuster said, "Washington scored." I said, "Against Nebraska? What is it?" Yeah. I didn't see it in the Sunday paper.
So
back in the came out the way you'd expect it to come out.
Yeah. I mean, that's all there is going on in the state. That's what everybody does, is just wait for Nebraska football. So anyway,
well, there's not much else to do.
Huh? You know, watch the cornrow. So that's pretty much the long and short of my report.
Any highlights on the circulation?
Well, yeah, I did want to, and I put it in my report. Our circulation was down 4% from this time last year. It's only 1,000 books, but it's 4%, and there's a couple of reasons. Part of it is that we aren't buying as many materials as we were this time last year because we don't have the same budget. And I believe that's probably the largest portion of it, because we have had a few less visitors through the door too, but that comes and goes. We're floating between 19 and 20,000 people through the doors every month. A lot of it depends on weather. A lot of it depends on what else is going on in town. So
summer finally came.
Well, I see you're attributing part of that to inventory, to collection too.
Yeah, that's what I said. Reduced collection because of the reduced spending. We're spending less money for materials each month for new materials. So
and also one day last month I came in and noticed there's a backpack blocking the reflector. So you probably lost five.
That's
people.
Possible. Yeah. Well, you know those door counters are.
I told her and she moved it. I didn't want to touch somebody else's bag.
Those door counters are they just kind of give you a feel, because if three or four people walk through together, it's only counting one.
Yeah. Right.
Because it there has to be an actual break that the.
You almost need a turnstile or something to get an accurate.
And you can't really do that with
or have Stacy stand there.
Stacy could do
it. One of those little clickers.
Yeah, she has so much time, right?
So, but pretty much that's the long and short of the last 2 months. We didn't meet in July because I was on vacation, and I think I caught everybody else back up on with just reports that I sent out, regardless of whether we met or not. But I did want to give you. These are some rough numbers, and I just want to give you the idea of what we're looking at for first year costs. I didn't put this in the report because it's Tillamook sent it to me, and it's not, they're not finalized, but they're close. And our first-year cost for this library system is $36,341. And that would be pretty much the annual cost every year. It may go, like I said, if we add more as we add libraries, it will go down. So the three libraries that are invited here are not the only three libraries that are going to be invited. We're talking with libraries to the north, which would be Seaside, and other libraries in that, whatever county that is that Seaside's in, I don't know.
Classic County.
So,
yeah, mm-hmm. Very possible. And we're going to work our way down the coast, too. We're going to, I've already talked with Florence. Florence has a district library, so they're, it's not just Florence, it's Florence, the whole county area of Clinton County.
And they've got Eugene.
They've got a consortium going there too, so you know we may not be able to make headroads or headway into there. That. Inroads, yes.
Yeah. But you could also pick up a Coos Bay or somebody else down. Jump down there.
Both. Yeah, Coos Bay and North Bend are both looking for new systems right now, too. So anyway, that's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Doesn't geography play a fairly strong component in this in terms of having an effective consortium?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the smaller libraries here looking at other alternatives, what are their other alternatives?
Well, their alternatives are to work with themselves. They could also work with, if and I don't know, I haven't heard from them about this, but whether or not Corvallis would be interested in taking them in, or whether Florence would be interested in taking them in. That's a possibility. But you're right. When I look at the numbers that have been posted as far as who's borrowing what from whom, it's really geographically, Newport is the center of Lincoln County. We're borrowing and lending we're lending a lot to Walport. We're lending not quite as much to Toledo, and we're lending a lot to Driftwood. Now we're borrowing a lot from Driftwood. And we're borrowing quite a bit less from Toledo and quite a bit less from Walport. We're net lenders, which means we lend more books than we borrow.
I've gotten books from Bay City. Is that part of Tillamook Library?
Yeah, that's part of Tillamook County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the numbers, roughly from the top of my head, are that we borrow about 35% of the books that we borrow from other libraries come from Tillamook County.
And is it, when you were asking about geographic, we're talking about a courier driving,
mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be somewhere so far away that you couldn't drive there.
Well, the thing is that the courier that we use right now is only drives in Lincoln County, because Lincoln County taxpayers pay for it, so they won't go out of Lincoln County to deliver books. So Tillamook County comes to Driftwood Public Library and picks up we just stockpile all the books in a bunch of bins and boxes, and then somebody from Tillamook County comes to Driftwood and picks them up and takes them to Tillamook County.
That's good to know. I was thinking what a bad job that would be, round trip to Tillamook every day.
Yeah, we don't do that. They come down and get, and it's 3 days a week,
sense.
So they come down.
It is 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I applied for that job. But they,
you did? To drive to Tillamook?
Lincoln City, Siletz, Toledo, Walport, and us, and also the...
It's only a few hours a week.
Hatfield Marine Science Center and...
the college.
College.
I picked them up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm.
Right now it's still just a mush out here. I do know that three libraries we're fairly very committed. Now, Richard, I'll tell you that when it comes time to make a decision, I'm going to bring you. This is, you know, unless these guys, and that's the only problem I'm facing right now, is they haven't even gotten an RFP out yet, and they want to present a compelling reason for why we should join them. And right now, I'm not seeing any compelling reason.
These other local
small
libraries,
the other three small libraries, yeah. So they would love to bring Newport in with them because we are their lifeblood.
Yeah.
And we keep saying we are your lifeblood, and we're your lifeblood, and you should just come with us.
But you're fundamentally signing on a dotted line with Driftwood and Tillamook.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't signed yet,
But
that's where it's headed.
These folks just don't really understand, is that the...
You know, like I said, it's not that they don't understand. It's just that they would like to, they would not like to be left to the end of the line, you know, in this process.
Are we talking about a few months?
Yeah, we're not talking about...
I mean, to be left...
By then, it's going to be so well developed.
Well, and my guess is, see, the people in Tillamook County have just gotten into the library automation business. Their whole IT department, prior to this, we were paying a full-time IT person. The consortium was paying a full-time IT person. His salary and benefits were almost $95,000 a year. That's one of the reasons we're saving costs, is because we're letting this person go. Tillamook County has agreed that their IT department, which consists of 7 people, will pick this up, and their costs are already included in that $36,000 I gave you, and will take this on. But since they've never done a library automation system before, what they want to do is take on the project with Tillamook Library, County Library, get their feet wet, you know, figure out what they're doing, then bring us on. And once they're comfortable with us, my guess is they'll just open up the floodgates and say, okay, the rest of you can all just, we're ready to go do this.
I don't mean to use the word, but with doing that, though, they may find out that it's going to cost them more and charge us more than the $36,002. Isn't there that danger?
I don't believe so, because we've got we're going to sign a memorandum of understanding about what the costs are and how much they can increase those costs each year, and when they have to let us know what those cost increases would be. Plus, we always have we can always get out if we don't like it. But the biggest thing is that we're buying a hosted system, which means that right now the consortium owns all the hardware and all of the routing equipment and all of the everything. We buy all the hardware and we have to replace it every 3 years, and it's all sitting in a room in Tillamook, and it's all being managed in Tillamook and by a person there. We're the company that we're getting this stuff from. They're housing everything. It could be in Kentucky, it could be in Indochina. I don't care where the servers are located, but we no longer have to buy servers, we no longer have to buy routers, we no longer have to buy any peripheral equipment, because we're paying the company to take care of all that stuff.
And they're doing it 24/7, so if the system goes down, it's their problem. They're going to get it.
They're doing all the backups. So the stuff the IT person was doing here, many of his responsibilities are going to be taken care of by the company we're buying the software from.
Right.
The little bit of work that the Tillamook Library people are going to have to do is basically, I don't really know. They're not going to have to do a whole lot, because the company we're working with is going to be doing 90% of the work. So Tillamook County Library, the IT department at Tillamook County, are going to be doing some. They don't know what yet and how much, but it's not going to be very much.
Who is TBCC?
Tillamook Bay Community College.
Wow. Interesting.
Why?
Well, I just look at how low their circulation numbers are and how little they use and borrow and loan.
And the biggest thing for them is to be accredited. They need to be hooked up to, and the same thing with
Oregon Coast.
They may not use it, although Oregon Coast circulates a whole lot more than Tillamook Bay.
Yeah.
But they need to have a legitimate library presence and a legitimate library catalog.
Looking, I've never analyzed the detail of this, but obviously an OCCC would be a perfect example. So they show interlibrary loans of 231 with circulation 135. So the books they borrow, they're not counting as part of their circulation, I'm taking. That's a separate number.
The books that we borrow?
They borrow. I'm just looking at their 231.
From another library.
Because they're actually borrowing more books than are actually circulating out of their own library.
Right.
Yeah, well, and they're borrowing them, and we don't get credit. When we ship a book to OCCC, we don't get credit for that circulation. When they circuit to a patron, they get the credit for it.
Oh.
So we keep track of what we're getting.
So how can their loans exceed their circulation then?
Pardon?
How do their loans exceed their circulation?
Well, let me see where you're
incorporated.
Let me see where you're at. I'm trying to figure out where you're. What are you talking about?
I'm looking at OCCC.
You got this one here, right?
I've got the other one.
Oh, okay. Let me see which one you're talking about. So I'm on the same. Okay.
This one here?
Okay, this one right here,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so we've got, they circulated last month 135 items. See that column A?
Right.
Okay, they borrowed
15. Okay, they only borrowed 15, and they loaned out 231.
And they loaned out to other libraries.
Oh, okay, okay.
231.
So they loaned out more than they took.
Last month they did, yeah. And a lot of what they loan out, they've got a lot of educational DVDs.
See, I would think that an entity like that would be working really hard to be tied to something like OSU.
And when I talked to them, that's kind of what they were talking about. They said, you know, we're an academic library and we've been tied to public libraries for some time. They may be one of the ones that we lose just because it makes more sense for them to tie to an academic.
Sense.
It wouldn't make sense.
Facing accreditation. We are not accredited on our own.
Class up, right.
So I know that that's an important consideration that Kathy's thinking about. I wanted to ask, when I check out books as a faculty member and I keep them all term to use in my class, does that count as a loan from OCCC?
When you check them out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it only counts as one loan.
Oh, only one loan. Okay,
mm-hmm. Per book.
Yeah, right, yeah. Per book. But okay. If you keep it all semester.
But if I check out a stack of 20 DVDs, that's 20.
That's 20.
Okay. That's why I can't find any loans.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm joking.
We have that film appreciation class.
Oh, nice.
And he gets many each term, and then the library purchases them. So although your collection tends more toward classic films and foreign films, that's where you can find more current
of the current popular films. And that's what they lend a lot.
Figured that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because the catalogs are you know, they just get on the catalog and say, oh, here's a movie. They've got it at Oregon Coast, so
yeah.
They request it, and
I have a video to pick up.
A different viewing public is served by those videos. I'm sorry, I have to go.
Anything else? Because we can adjourn then, unless we have any new business, any old business, other business.
My announcement that I won't be here in October and November because I've accepted some employment that will take Wednesday nights.
What classes are they going to be?
They're starting a special required class for students who are first-time college students.
Okay.
It's called OnCourse, and there are four sections of it. There's a Wednesday night section that nobody else is doing.
You could pick up.
So they said, would you do this? Mm-hmm. I just learned this yesterday. So I thought, well, for one term I can do it.
Yeah.
That will mean that I'm not here in October and November. But I'll see you all in December.
Well, yes.
But please keep me on the email.
Well, you'll get all the reports. I just send them an attached file.
Yes, and if there's a big party or some kind of gala event, you know, in December, let me know that.
Okay.
Two days afterwards. Making cookies, I can do that.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
Okay, then it's adjourned, Ms. Stacy.
All right.
Thank you.
And on an airport note, we had Noah come in here with their twin Ari.